Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cosmic Insight. I am your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Just happy to be back after our long hiatus and getting back in the swing of things. And Hillis has a few announcements to make, and then we're going to bring on a fabulous guest who has been on the show before, but it's been a while, and she has a lot of information to share. So hold on, because it is going to be a magical mystery ride tonight, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yes. Hillis,
what do you got to say?
A magical mystery ride, indeed. And can't you see the excitement on my face? This is like excited. So yes, this is a Cosmic Insight live for your Friday night tune-up. And you know, guys, we love you and appreciate you so much for the support and love and sharing this so much with everyone who is watching, who is here now present and watching and listen to us later. But in order for us to keep this going, we need more of your support. So please share this with other people. Please connect with other people. And to help us keep this going, definitely if you want to click on the link there at the Patreon link there, or if you are having issues, you can also click on the PayPal link in the description. So that way it keeps us going, keeps us bringing more live shows to you guys, because there's a lot of stuff happening in the world, on the planet right now, and we have to stay at the forefront of this as we do to share this infinite wisdom, this joy, and to bring you all clarity, because that's what we do. I mean, we do this from the joy of our hearts. We do this from the love of who we are, the love of our beings. And to share this with you, especially tonight, you guys, I am super, super excited, because this night is going to be unlike any other that we've had before. So Rebecca, who do we have on tonight?
Well, we have Anastasia from the Blue Beyond, all the way from Australia, that is joining us again. And this is actually Anastasia and I came on my show that I did by myself over a year ago. And it's kind of like our anniversary. So she has so much to share tonight. She's just this a most amazing, amazing person. I am so honored that she is in my world and has stepped in my world. And the information that comes through is just, I mean, you really need to sit and listen with her and the clearings and the magical work that she's doing to help all of us here in humanity to move forward. And she is a way shar. She is in that place that, you know, a lot of people aren't. And she's a very special, special, special person on this planet doing some amazing, amazing work to assist us all. And I am so honored to bring her on. But before I do, because we're going to bring her on with something special that I got. That's back in action. Are you guys ready? Here we go. Bring her on, Hillis. it's like the Wizard of Oz. Linda the Good Witch comes in on the bubbles.
Yes. From Oz.
Okay.
Bringing the rainbow energies.
Bringing in the rainbow energies. And they are glitter sparkle bubbles tonight. So we did bring the rainbow energy in. So Anastasia, welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Welcome.
I guess we're just going to play and just go with whatever comes, because I know there's a lot. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for always. Thank you always for having me. Thank you for allowing me to shine my light of the divine through for humanity, as you two are in all you do and bring through, and having this broadcast go out, and just thanking everyone for being here and watching this. It's a very, thank you for that big spiel at the beginning. Oh my gosh, that was, it's true.
Would you expect anything less?
You know me.
You know, I have my extrovert side, and I have my little girl introvert shy side too. You know, I often say kick-ass goddess, but also a little bit of fuck you in the light, like, you know, to the energies. That's just how I roll, and it's very raw and very real. And today I'm coming in, I'm just in the flow of breaking through. I just would like us all to visualize a big dark cloud of energy. And today, the energies on the planet, we're going straight in here. And thank you for letting me roll and let my energy flow. I love that you two support me, and other masters supporting other masters is a beautiful space. Thank you so much, because not everybody is able to hold this space with me. I assure you, not everybody is able to. And for a lot of people, I'm upfront and I'm very loud. And people have said to me, it takes a little bit to, at first when I hear you, it's sort of you're smacking my, and then when they realize, oh, I love honesty. And when they realize I'm a gentle pussycat, really coming from pure unconditional love, but I've also got another side that's very passionate. So with that vision of the gray cloud, what we're seeing in the middle is gold and silver coming up through the middle. And this is the masculine feminine balance, and it's also the left and right brain balance. So that's the main energy focus at the moment that I'm guiding to bring through. So that's clearing space for me to be here. It took a lot for me to come on today. I nearly didn't come on, but I was guided to push through because I'm also Ascension Pioneer for humanity, firstly in spirit, but also in the human physical and the extreme pain in my neck that came through in releasing energy. So I'm just glad I could come on today, and it shows that we just need to push through sometimes to bring the light in. It's been a bit of a shock to us that ascension wasn't all smooth and roses as what we thought it may have been. This has been hard work and tough. Hard work and tough. So
Yes.
there's my welcoming intro. Thank you for having me, Ingrid.
Oh, thank you. You know, and Anastasia, I love that you brought those energies in because, as many of you know, and I just went on my walk about, and when I was driving, I ended up in the mountains, and I explained this story before, but that was the big message. The road I was on, just to let you know, was up in the mountains. And when I left the first time, I was there twice. The first time they were working on the masculine side of the road, and when I left the second time, that was finished. They were working on the feminine side of the road. And as I was driving down with a silver line in the middle, that's the message that came to me. Your journey you have been on was to balance those two energies within. So thank you for bringing that through tonight, because that was
Oh, I
perfect
love how
for
you
me to
blend
see.
in.
And
I
now you're
love.
just coming in, bringing that in and confirming that and bringing those energies together of what I just experienced. So thank you so much for that and for everyone, because that is where we are right now, bringing those energies together. We need to be in that space and push. And as you said, we are required now to push through,
Yes,
to
yes, yes,
push
yes.
through.
I love that
Gosh,
you
I love
said
you.
that.
I love you, Rebecca. Thank you. I love you. I love you for the validation of, again, being able to sit here with another master and hold space with each other in working in new unity energies, the three of us together, bringing this, pushing through this cloud. And that vision I shared was for all of humanity as well of ourselves. So there's what it is, sorry, Hillis, she went to say something. I'll just finish this bit.
No, go right ahead.
Thank you, darling. Is there's many of us at the forefront. Not everybody is feeling through the emotions as others as part of their roles. It just is what it is. Blu-rays feel firstly at the forefront. Everybody has a different role and energy in what they're bringing through to the planet. And this is something that more of us have needed. Like I will share an update in a post, and so many 50-50 actually will go, yes, I felt that last night coming through. Thank you for putting words to it to mirror back the validation. That's how masters support other masters. Others, I didn't quite feel that. And then 2 weeks later, they will then feel it. Others will say, I picked up intuitively what you meant. Yet, thank you for telling me that I need to take it a step further and feel it. So, not everybody is here. We're all on different missions and feeling in our roles and purposes. And I'm just putting. There's a picture of the world right now, and what I'm seeing is visualize our planet and lights joining and bouncing from each one of us over the whole planet. And that visual alone can send a healing to go on the planet right now. Every opportunity I'm on air, I always bring through a planet for humanity and Gaia. I never miss a chance, never miss a chance for us all being here. Our energies amplifying together is making a difference for people that feel they're not doing anything, they're not contributing. Yes, we are right here today. We're doing a huge expanse of energy for humanity and the planet. Thank you for holding
Yes.
space and
Thank
allowing me
you.
to bring that through for everybody.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
And so As we talked about, actually, before I get into this little story, I wanted to say hello to everyone watching. Patty, I'm so glad you're here joining your wife. You're up with her. It's like 1 o'clock there. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching this very special evening with us. Indigo, Patty, Deborah, Lisa, everyone, so much. But what you talked about and what we all talked about is this whole balance, right? Is that what we're this whole individual and collective balance. And what came to my mind when you all were sharing aspects of that balance is my journey when I was away in for the month of September doing plant medicine. Almost every day I was doing some form of medicine. And it was in that when I got close to the end of the journey, where I saw the, because people would tell me even after 2 weeks of me being there, they started to see the change, but I couldn't see it. And that's really important that I couldn't reflect upon the own changes that were happening within me because I was so in it that I didn't see it. And so the balance for me was allowing me to see what everyone else is seeing, what everyone
And
was.
you felt it. You
Yeah.
felt it though
Oh,
when
yeah.
they said it. You felt because you. I noticed today you look like you've lost weight. Your
I have.
energy, yeah. And also, people say to me, "I've lost weight," and I haven't. But it's the energies. They go, "Oh, you've lost weight." I go, "No, actually, I've actually put on." But it's the energy. So it's good that you felt what they were saying.
Yeah, and it's that divine balance. What's interesting too, it's all and speaking of what you talked about, us, the masters holding space and energy. And so prior to me coming on tonight, I was in meditation, sitting in this space, and I gathered my Andara crystals. And it just so happens I'm looking at them right now, and I have three, and one represents each of us. And so this one here is, oh, you can't see it that good, but it's because it's green. It's a radium green Andara, so it's a very with cosmic ice in it. And so this is represents the energy of Rebecca because of the healing energy, the mastery that she steps into. And so
My turn. Oh my
yeah,
goodness,
the right,
your turn.
you are the amethyst, my dear.
Way.
The peace, the energy, the sovereignty of that, of the energies
Beautiful.
that you allow yourself to transmute. And this
What'd
guy,
you
I mean,
get? What'd you
this
get?
is the blue one. You
Oh
can't see it.
yeah.
The blue
Nikon's
Andara.
beautiful.
Yeah. So they also represent us and the energy that we are going to bring in to assist everyone who is here
I just
to.
came in just then in spirit. As soon as you said that, I just saw the three. And so it's came here in spirit. They just came in. I love seeing what I see to translate in human words, what I see in
I
spirit,
like
what
to.
people are doing in the dimensions. I love being able to see both while being here and see what's happening. Oh, thank
And
you for that.
thank you. And
Thank you.
that actually, this is something that I've been playing with for the past week. And this is the idea of me putting together group sessions to where I can assist groups, not just individuals now, but groups of the collective who are willing and open to transform or transmute into their light bodies. And I feel that this is where we are right now. Those of us who are in this space, us three, we are in the process of stepping into our crystalline light bodies, but those who are not, they may be ready to. And so in order
Is it to
to.
help? Is it to help shift the energies for them to be able to? What do you mean? Can you give me a bit
Yes.
more info what that means for you?
So what it means is those who are ready to allow themselves to step into the 5D energy of the light body that they wish to occupy now, that I would be the facilitator of this energy to assist them to step into or begin the process to step into the light body that they've asked for.
Okay, beautiful.
Oh, but you know
Beautiful.
what?
So
Go
what
ahead,
you're saying,
Rebecca.
Melissa, is almost to facilitate them to step into the blueprint of who they truly are.
Yes. And it's interesting, Anastasia, I'm looking, I've not seen this picture over your shoulder before of the masters behind you. Are those
That's they're my guides.
They're
That's
her guides.
Trinity. That's Trinity. That's my higher self. And here, this is the cup, the Grail cup, and down the bottom it's DNA. So I'm a carrier of the Grail cup. There's a few of us that are here that are bringing the DNA codes of the Grail cup through us. And that's Mary Magdalene and Joseph of Arimathea. Because I go, I'm old, like a lot of people. I go way back. I go way back.
Yeah, I feel that, and I feel that the energy has come to life. And so with
That's
the energy,
beautiful that you saw that and you felt it, because I specifically had to have this on today. So you, and with what Rebecca was saying, that what you're doing with the blueprint, with the 5D blueprint, that also came up with me recently. That's all I'll say. That also come up. Yeah, it was this come up the other day briefly. The energy.
oh,
I love it.
I love it, I
And
love it,
what
I love
come
it.
up was aligned your fifth dimensional blueprint. Let your thoughts support your
Thank you, thank
divine perfection. Good fortune brings in healing and cosmic abundance. So if you ever, oh wow, yeah, there you
Yeah.
go. So today, because before when you were talking, I went, it came through. I'm going to be giving you a lot of mirror validation stuff today is coming through for you, for me. When you talk, I'm going, yes, I'm getting this and this. I love validating others as a voice mirroring back of the divine for you. Because I often say to people, you know, who else can we all go to? You've got to have a benchmark. You've got to have, you know, someone that's going to give you that energy feedback. I love when people share and I can
Yeah.
validate that energy is releasing. So something is releasing just when you spoke. So that's Brett, you always feel when I bring those energies through. So I put my hand slowly. So it just comes on. Every time I come on, a healing just comes through. I end
Yeah.
up bringing through healing with you and with you, Becky, and I get so much back. And I just, again, thank you allowing me to be me to bring these healings through. Because others, they get a bit ego and they get a bit, and they're not in the divine humbling, allowing and accepting the flow, what I'm bringing through. And they want to one up and better against others. And that bullshit, that spiritual bullshit of the ego fucking competition really needs to go.
Oh
We
my
need to
God.
step it up more and being more understanding and forgiving and loving with our brothers and sisters in the spiritual community. We need to start with us. And I'll tell you what, we're a long way from that. We're only just beginning to unite and connect. However, thank God we're doing it now. But
Oh
we're just
yes.
beginning. So
Oh,
many
I
people
know.
thought we would be further along than what we are. Now we're creating the new. Today, we don't know what was going to happen. We just know we're pushing through something really big today. So.
Yeah.
Oh yes. And I'm so glad you said that, Anastasia, because that's so true. That we really right now need to support each other in a space of unconditional love and a space of surrender and allowing people to be vulnerable in who they are and hold that space for them so they can shine.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it's really
Unconditional
important.
love.
Is the key and our consciousness for ascension. Unconditional love, as we know, is the key. And so many, even in our spiritual communities, don't understand, are still learning to have unconditional love for themselves as part of their ascension growth and process. So I'm just getting to be in a Mother Mary heart energy out right now. So in my heart space, they're saying is bringing that pink heart. Wow, she just dropped in and she's just like, wow, here we go. Whew.
Yeah.
And this vibration is a ninth dimensional in my physical body. I've been through, I'm an ascended master of 5D, and I've shifted from 6, 7, 8, and in 9. So it is for people to uptake whatever they feel today. Again, thank you for letting me hold this space to bring this through as part of me, Anastasia, with my role for the planet. And that's the bit that others found it difficult to be in that space. You guys are just humble. Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Thank you. You know, I love that we talk about how the ego must go, how the ego must be
Negative. Ego
dissolved.
is ego, which is Greek, which means I, ego. So I would like to add, it's the negative ego. People, I used to write back in the day, ego, and then someone
Yes,
said, hang
thank
on,
you for
you
that
need ego.
clarification.
I needed to remind myself, I say it too, the negative ego needs to shift. I'm better than you, stick up their asses, ego. But anyway, did I just say that?
No, and
I
so,
love that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oops,
And so what's...
Sorry.
We did a whole show on the word fuck, okay? You're fine.
Yeah, you're
just
fine.
Just checking.
You're
you
fine.
Know, just
and
checking.
It stays up.
Okay.
No, but it's interesting because how we talk about community and our roles in community, but I say that we first have to spend time alone to understand our place in community, this world, and how we are moving in this space of sovereignty and allowing us to really know that I'm no less or no more important than the person standing next to me. And it
well
is
said.
In that energy of choosing to step into a place of solitude to receive that guidance, to know how to step forward, how to move forward, how to then lead self to be a leader for others. Because in my time away for that month, it really allowed me to see how then I can allow myself to be transformed, to surrender to the transformation I've been asking for. And even last week, Rebecca and I, we shared how somehow I ended up becoming a boss.
Contract man. What?
No, when we were putting together the fire and how people like didn't know what to do. So somehow I designated myself the leader of like, okay, this is what has to be done, people. Let's build this fire. And so it was in that in me helping people to get the wood and me adding wood to the fire to help us build this collective energy that which we will all benefit from.
That's so beautiful.
So in the space of solitude, we then can come together and strip away all of the ideas, the nuances.
Yeah, it's a process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I can tell you from my side back here, working with people firsthand, and I'm talking at the call front, at the coal face, raw and real, emails, messages, daily people. Your posts are nearly, you know, suicidal. I'm talking really nitty gritty beyond below the iceberg. You are so, it was so beautiful to hear and feel your energy and what you shared, because part of ascension in feeling the emotions as well, linking with spirit, you need to link the two, is we need to feel alone, and we need to feel loneliness and cry and sob and break through that. Many need to do that first as part of ascension. It doesn't come that easy to a lot of people.
No.
There's a lot of people still in that process. So what people bring through, I love to give my side of what's happening at the coalface where people, and ultimately, yes, we need to shine our lights. We need to be the ones out in what you said and be that unconditional love wherever we go. That's what living in Christ consciousness is, is wherever we go, our light goes. And I just felt that energy, and I just loved hearing you share about that energy and love, the encouraging those people. It was just, that's what it's about. It was beautiful.
And Stacia, I'm gonna add for you, Hillis, because I was there, I was witnessing, I was one of the lost ones, like, what is going on right now? I was confused. But you know, it was so beautiful for me to witness you in that moment, Hillis, because you know, I've been on this journey and path with you for a while now. And for me, it was like you in that moment claimed your masculinity from a place of purity.
Ah, okay. It's interesting.
Thank you, sister.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? His energy was beautiful then.
Yeah. So that's what it was for me to witness that. So I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Stages. Are you cleansing?
Well, there was a third eye bouncing, so it was just cleansing. Then we've got to remember to tap at the back of our head just below the center. Is called the Well of Dreams.
Yes.
And that's our causal energy center chakra that people tend to forget there. A lot of people don't know it's there, and we can tap it, and you can see white light and unicorns coming out of there. There is one of the dragon cards that talks about that. So just as you two shared, that's an upgrade of a third eye energy flowing through, and it's live. I'm seeing, and again, telling you what I'm seeing in spirit is happening. It just by the three of us, you two, you speaking, there was this third eye upgrade. And as I voice this consciously for others watching, they could then uptake that healing and understand what happens, ping-ponging energies of the unseen. I see the unseen energies. And even what people hide when I'm meant to see what I wouldn't have picked up as Anastasia in the human, spirit brings to me and shows me what is there. When that person's ready to have light brought to it, always. Yeah, that was really powerful. And now there's a double upgrade of masculine and feminine happening right now. And I see you two in front of me in this screen. And Hillis, you're representing the masculine. And Rebecca, you're representing the feminine. You're on opposite sides, though. It's very interesting. Because the feminine, my left is here, but Hillis is on that side. So it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's that helix. There's that DNA upgrade.
Yeah.
Or it could be some music we're listening to and just dancing to.
Yeah, I'm always down for some good unicorn dragon dancing all night long energy. I'm always down for that. Heck, I was doing that almost every night in last month. So, hey, it's almost like second nature. You know, and since I've been back, I don't even know what routine is. I don't know what anything is anymore. It's like everything that I thought I knew.
Oh, hello. Did you shift out a linear time? Did you shift out a linear time?
Oh, I shifted out a whole bunch of stuff.
Wow, that was big.
Yeah.
Becky, that is big. Just listening to him, like, okay, that's very interesting.
I shifted out a whole lot of stuff. I mean, yes, I can't wait to continue to share some of my experiences from that time. Because one of the biggest lessons for me, one of the ones I shared last week, but I'm going to share something new this week since we're in the dragon energy, that there was a day where I had, you know, because usually when we have plant medicine, we are usually in a ceremonial space with a group of us and the shaman leads. But this one particular day, the shaman gave me plant medicine and I was on my own with it. It was just me and the medicine. And in the process of me getting medicine, I got additional medicine in the process. So for 6 hours, it was just me and the medicine. And when I came out of my first wave, which was approximately 2 hours, I woke up and I was on a rock by a lake. And as I wake up, as I sit up, I see this little tiny wave in the water coming towards me. I'm like, what is that? What is that? What is that? And having a very keen sense of vision at this time, I'm like, that's an eel. And I called in this eel energy to swim to me, this reptilian energy, this survivor energy, the strength of one of the elders of this planet to assist me and teach me what it had to teach me in that moment. And as I called this energy to me, it went a little bit deep and I couldn't see it swimming anymore. And so then there were two red dragonflies that came in. One came in and showed me where he was, the other one took off. And then the one was hovering over the eel to where he stopped. And he stopped right on the side of the rock and went under. And I'm like, yeah. This is beautiful energy in a sense that we all have access to call in what we want to call in, what we want to call it in, whether it be for us to shed the old that no longer serves us, to allow ourselves to become more aware of what we call to us and allowing the old to be not forgotten, but having the old now to be transformed, yeah, and transmuted. I love that, Rebecca. Yeah, I love that. Go ahead. No, keep going. Keep doing what you were doing. I love that.
No, I just, my heart's just, whew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling
what are you feeling, Anastasia? You've got that look on your face.
A lot. I'm just processing, feeling a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. And what you just said at the end about the old and the new, I was just reflecting how I was guided to talk today or bring up or mention about the old and the new, how we're still in the process. So it's interesting that you just said, again, this is my energy weaving in with yours, like I was validation for you with what you did earlier, Becky. So yeah, it is one of the things I wrote about recently was about we're still in the process. For those people that are feeling at the forefront in what we're doing, in I'm talking about the Blu-rays, the ones that are really feeling that layer deeper, because not everybody does. About walking in the old and the new ascension energies at the same time. So it was very interesting the way that you said what you did through your experience. Because people are still in the process. We're still in a moment by moment. Again, those of us that are transmuting the way that we do, we're in that moment process of the new to the old. So in what you said, I've got a whole other spiel that comes with about that. I'm going to probably be doing that in a live soon. There's twin energies going on. We've got to slow down, and you've got to feel, and you've got to each moment you've got to feel what's of the old and just pause. Did I come from my head and my heart? Shift it, feel, come from the new and move forward. So a lot of us that we're in breaking down that process through the human. Yes, so there's dragons, whole heap of dragons just came in buzzing, humming. I had to share that. So I'll be interested to see what I just said when I watch this back, because that really came through really raw, 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 raw. What were you going to say, Becky?
Oh no, what I was saying, what I was feeling when you were saying that was, we really have to, in this moment in time, to really be aware, to go in the stillness of who we are, to discern the energies of that old and that new,
Exactly.
and make the choice to move forward to the new.
Consciously, can I add the
Consciously.
big word in capital letters? If I had a neon light, it would be consciously, 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 consciously. If we're not conscious, this is always said in love and respect. If you're working in the spirit only and you're not linking your consciousness in with your human soul by feeling, you're doing half of the bigger picture that many are here to link the spirit and the soul. And our spirit is linked to our higher self through our emotions. And that's the bit, the people that are flocking, they are actually flocking recently to Anastasia Blue Beyond Guide because of my rawness, my realness, my passion, and what I'm bringing through. And I've been here for 26 years to build up to be able to go boom, 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 boom. I've had a lot of practice in blazing a trail, firstly, that hasn't been blazed through the emotions in verbalizing, firstly. So I had to share that energy as well. Whew. It's about consciousness. It's about consciousness and to ground, ground, ground. So many spiritual people, the ground's here and they're just there, or they're way off. And it's like, please ground, ground, time and time again. Keep grounding the energies into Gaia. Not only doing it in spirit, and not everybody feels safe to ground at the moment. I want to put a bit of a clause here, a bit of a disclosure that not everybody is able to ground, because a lot of people are going through a lot of challenges and they're staying in their bubbles and their spaces, and some lift off the ground. And I just gently come in, and I just want to honor everybody for where they're at, because everybody's doing the best that they can. And we've outlived every past lifetime. We've never made it this far before. So, and it's really coming out in physical ailments people are feeling, because you died in the past. The last place to feel a shift is on the physical. So I just wanted to anchor that information in, because that's really important. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And if I can add to that, what was coming to me while you were talking, talking about the emotions, is we really need to be present with what shows up. And not allow it to stay in our field to claim it, but to be present with it so we can release it out of our field.
You're the best, Master. You're the best.
Indeed.
Yeah,
And that's
yes.
so it.
Yes.
We've always,
Yes.
over the past and the old energies, we've taken it on. I'm feeling the, I am, I'm bringing that in. And we are required to not do that now. We just have to be present of the
Yeah.
experience.
I don't agree with that, actually.
You don't agree?
For me and what we're bringing through, yeah. For us, that might be, I'm seeing a lot of spiritual people write that, and that may be for you. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's very different. For there's many of us, it's feeling it to release it. I actually don't resonate. You could say don't agree. I don't, because it is what it is. I said those words. That's how I felt at the time. So energetically, many of us, we cannot but help but feel, darling. That's our role and purpose. So we're not able to do what you said. Your role is to do what you're doing. Ours is to shift the anger, between everybody, and realize everybody has different roles. So there's a big anger bubble releasing right now for humanity. There it goes. People got to stop being angry, not stop it. Realize, let go of the old anger. Please accept everybody for who they are, where they're at. Everybody has shifted or in different spaces now.
Yes.
So I'm in a different space. You're in a different space. And it's so good to reconnect with you. We cannot not feel, because that is our role at the forefront. That's why I carry the Grail Code and the DNA. It's really tough, and not that you're not tough and brave, it's important for me to say, it's really brave and tough of those of us that are feeling at the forefront. It's hard yakka. That's our role. That's our purpose. We cannot not feel. So there's many of us.
I didn't mean not feel when I was explaining that. We do feel. I was just mean being present with and feel it, but not allow it to embody us anymore. Does that make sense?
Well, let me say this, because I think this will help bring clarity to everything.
Everybody is what it is. Okay.
So what is in the clarity of it all is that, yes, we have to allow ourselves to slow down. And yes, we have to allow ourselves to feel. But the way to do that is allow ourselves to focus inward on the energy that is being presented to us at the time with what we are feeling. And this feeling, whether if it's anger, love, resentment, disappointment, any lower vibrating energy or even higher vibrating energy field that we feel, one of my big lessons while I was away was to focus in on that feeling, and not just like focus, but I mean deeply and intently focus. And whether you are a meditative person or not, whether if you want to take a bath or if you want to sleep, whatever this energy is, you have to allow yourself to focus into that space and see
always it. Inwards, always it will feel
acknowledge it,
it
for what it is.
For exactly. me, it's feel the feeling. Feel the feeling. And some people are unable to feel the feelings at the moment, and there's other of us that are feeling the whole energies for the planet to the extreme. So yes, absolutely, inwards, focus, feel, be present. You know what, it's everything that all of us, the three of us, said. We have different versions. There's no wrong,
right? But you know, you brought up words.
Thank you, Anastasia.
Thank you. And you brought up something really interesting there that I want to address, that I want all of us to hear, to those who are watching and listening. And you mentioned it prior to when you talked about light workers and groundings, that we're scared. That there is fear in what's coming because it is the unknown. We have not been this far yet before. And so this fear has to go away. We have to have this new sense of...
We need to have faith and trust. Sorry, I need to jump in. We need we need to have faith and trust with the fear. And I just want to say, everyone, have faith and trust. There's a bigger picture with the war. We've already won. The light has already won. This is taking a lot longer than what we expected. People need to hear this, Hillers. This is taking a lot longer than what we expected. It's taken some hard work. And we need to keep the faith and the trust in the light or whatever everybody is going through in Australia. It is so extreme with the lockdowns, as you know, Victoria, it was the longest lockdown in the whole frigging world. I'm not even going to go into all of that. However, it's full on here in Australia. I'm very blessed in Queensland where I'm at. I'm not as affected yet. I'm an advocate for not wearing a mask, and I've been at the forefront for a few different things. It's pretty full on here at the moment. So yes, there's a lot of fear, and I just want to remind everyone, keep the faith. No, you'll know in the moment what you're meant to do as guided. And it's like people got to break through the anger of the fear to push through the bullshit to then go, okay, this is the new normal, and keep shining our lights through that fear. It is a natural part of ascension, and what you're saying, to feel the fear through you, you'll reach a breaking point. Many are in different phases of it, where you just have a complete fucking meltdown. You can't cope, you can't handle it. Fuck this. That's your breakthrough. And that's where you get your strength. We just got to keep trusting in the light. Over to you, Hillis.
No, that was perfect. And I love how you wove that in there, because, you know, this is what I appreciate you being on the show, because the three of us, we are so connected in different ways.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's so beautiful to see that. And I'm glad that you went in even more to expound on how we have to have that faith, how we have to have that trust. And not only that, but to have the power, the strength to do so. Because that's important, because we can be, you know, scared and afraid and cower in a corner till someone comes and saves us. You know, oh, look, there's the cowardly lion. Oh, wait, he's a coward. Wait, you know, there's like all these things that come up. And so it's in that space that we allow ourselves to rein in who we are, to take that control back.
I have to laugh because I caught a comment as you were talking, Hillis. Indigo says, too. Good old fuck it therapy.
I saw that.
Yeah. I had to say it out loud.
Of course, it's from Indigo. Love you, Indigo. Thank you so much for that.
I couldn't resist
saying, I have a saying, the fuck it bucket. You know, my saying, the fuck it bucket. Put it in the fuck it bucket. I've been saying that one for a long time.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
I say, untrick yourself from the fuckery.
You know, that might be in my rotation of more of a regular rotation of my vocabulary. I don't swear that often, but you know, when I do it.
But then he met me.
Yeah, I'm making up for him as well, Becky.
Look what we've done to Hillis.
No, you haven't done anything to me. It's what I have allowed.
You've corrupted him.
You've allowed the open awareness you have received. Thank you for opening
exactly.
to receive.
Exactly. You know, it's just wonderful to be in this space and to allow for the energies to be transmuted, not for us, but for the collective. And for the collective to step into a new space of unity, into a new space of divinity, a new space of really allowing recognition of self in that divine blueprint, this blueprint that we have chosen to create, to mold in this time of this essence of the space-time continuum. And in this continuum of this multidimensional space, it is in that we have allowed ourselves to experience the human sensations to bring us where we are at this point and juncture in our continuum of reality.
Linking with the human all the time is important. Yes, absolutely. Linking. Energy shifting. What's happening? Are we going into that question thing? Something's shifting at the moment.
I know. Ooh, I'm feeling
lots happening. Yeah. What's happening?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
I was waiting for the bubbles.
I know. I'm like, and don't forget bubbles until now.
So, you know, I guess we can do, so you guys, it is time to ask your spirit questions. We have time for a few. We're going to do some spirit questions.
It's 7:43 already. Or what time is there, Anastasia?
I know.
It's 9:43 a.m.
Oh, wow.
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
Way before we do spirit questions, blah, 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 blah. I got ahead of myself. Let me go. The bubbles got me excited, okay? The glitter bubbles got me going. Where can people find you, Anastasia? Can you tell a little bit about where, if anybody wants to find you that's listening tonight or anything? I wanted you to promote
thank
yourself.
Thank you so much. It's pretty simple.
Before we got Anastasia, caught up in the show, so go ahead.
We did. When Hillis brings his energy through at times, he's in is a little bit not grounded because you're channeling, and I've just got to anchor in sometimes when you talk. That's what happened before, Hillis. When you bring the energy, it's like, whoa, it's beautiful. Ground, ground, ground. It's beautiful. I really love your spirit. Anastasia, Blue Beyond Guide. It used to be Blue Beyond, then it went Blue Beyond Guide, and the spirit said put Anastasia. So Anastasia, Blue Beyond Guide, YouTube, Facebook, and website are all of that name, Anastasia Blue Beyond Guide, anastasiablueBeyondGuide.com.au. So there's over 160 live divine healing videos freely gifted on YouTube for people. I do regular updates as humanity's timeline for ascension on Facebook, which then goes onto my website. And then I also do personal one-on-ones, and people can email theoraclespeaks@bigpond.com. Thank you.
And so that's well. theoraclespeaks@thebigpond.com.
Theoraclespeaks@bigpond.com. Yeah, you know, they're particular. You've got to have it exactly right.
So you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anastasia. Gosh,
thank you, my dear.
To be here with you tonight.
I love you.
I missed you.
Oh, I miss you guys too, you know.
I missed you so much. And just while we're waiting to see if anyone's going to ask any questions, just a quick story. This was actually supposed to be a monthly thing. But what? Spirit was like, nope, not yet. And so, you know, we have Anastasia when we have her, when we connect with her. And so, you know, it is always divinely guided. So I am a great appreciation of this time and connection. And so, and so now we move on to our first question. And this is a doozy. This is a long one. Oh my God, Miranda, that's like a really long question. So I definitely need to know what message the divine may have for me in relation to my current situation. I'm experiencing a tower moment, so I'm not a bit scattered as to what I should do. So, you know, I am, so Miranda, spiritual goddess, is a dear friend of mine. And I am going to leave this one up to you ladies, because I have a history. And so sometimes when I know people, my mental history of them kind of kicks in. So if you guys want to take that one and see where you can pick up for spiritual goddess, Miranda is actually her name.
Anastasia?
Well, Becky, I don't, when someone asks that, I have interaction with people. I don't do cold calling like that to give people feedback. Doesn't work like that for me. I need a one-on-one connection. What I'm getting that though is she said tower moment, because I'm staying in the moment, processing, feeling all our energy. So I would be communicating with the person saying, wow, she's having a tower moment. A tower means a high tower. So that's pretty tall. No, I don't divine in this way for people, cold calling like that, not while I'm live. I'm holding space with you guys, so that one's for you.
Okay.
No, I'm holding energy space. I don't answer questions like that.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Yes, and thank you, Miranda. So, you know, I agree with you, though, Anastasia, in that tower and the energy. And, you know, what I'm coming in, what I'm feeling into right now is that you have a lot. You're building. You have a lot going on with the tower. There's a lot going on right now that you need to make a lot of decisions on, is what I'm really feeling right now. And you're in this energy.
She's actually getting her answer right now. Sorry. Thank you, Becky. Yeah. When you just spoke, you just needed to speak. Mm-hmm. I needed to speak. You needed to speak. And mm-hmm. whatever she's getting now for her answer is her answer, is what mm-hmm. I just got when you said that.
Yes. And she knows amazing. The answer. She just needed clarification of the energies of the balance. She knows exactly what to do. And the tower
exactly
pieces together, and she just needs to step forward and do it. So that's
exactly. Beautiful. Like, yes, like when you saw that you were, when I actually saw your first message, my dear, when you say you were late, you were actually right on time, as we were allowing the energies of fear to be released. And so you receive that energy, so you can watch this back again. So you and I and all of us can release the energy of fear for us to step forward in what we are designed what we have chosen to do in this life. So, yeah, there you go. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anastasia.
Thank you, Anastasia, my dear. And so, Indigo, my dear. You know, Indigo, you always ask a question every week, my dear, but you know, you look at my face, you know, you got this. You know, you got this. I mean, there's nothing there that you haven't done yet. And so just, you know, continue to have patience and allow yourself to evolve in that patience and allow the energy that you are, the beauty that you are to be as you are. Yes.
You need to connect with her.
No, actually, it's not. It's Patty S is where the energy is going in. I'm wondering
which
what
is
happened
not surprising.
Yesterday. Which can spirit clarify? I can clarify, actually.
So let me bring up Patty S's yes, question. So you can...
Okay, that's how you do it. Okay, you highlight it. Okay, so do you want me to answer that?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because he was filling into that because I would just let you know that Patty S is Indigo's husband. So that's how you were filling into that energy through that channel.
Very strong, very, very strongly. Very interesting energy. I can share that yesterday we had a massive realigning, overhaul, upgrade of our chakras, energy centers that came through. So it was a very big day yesterday. The day before that was a veil of unknown collective fear that was released in spirit the night before. So that occurred. Then before that, a heavy veil of darker energies were lifting. So yes, a lot has been happening. And that's when, Becky, you said, what do you do? Well, that's what I write on the Facebook and the website, an update of what. So if you can go there, you can see and you can go, oh, we're going through a massive aligning because I feel it firstly in the physical human emotions, consciously, verbally sharing what the energies, people feel what the energies are, not verbally linking the emotions. That's the bit that's new and first. And that unity energy at Anastasia Blue Beyond Guide is growing bigger. So, Patty, you are welcome to those energy updates to let you know what's happening that you can bounce off because very interesting energy. Very, Patty's got a very interesting energy. So that's what's happened recently.
And so I also want to add to
which
that
is going, massive. All of our energy centers upgrading all at once was massive. We were very, my word was discombobulated. Thoughts and energies are everywhere. Couldn't focus, dropping things, breaking things. It was just everything was all upgrades. Not often we have a massive upgrade of all of our energy centers like that. Very rare. For the whole planet, for humanity, yes, that's what we've just been going through, as well as all veils of fear releasing. So a lot has been happening.
Yes.
It has.
It has. And I just want to add to that because, you know, as Indigo asked, you know, has the had violet energy join me? So in the transmutation and transformation of that, which you had experienced with Patty, and it doesn't surprise me that you two have this connection. If he feels something, you experience it in another way, and vice versa. So
he just wrote, oh my word, that's what the wife said. Yep. I saw some images, thank you. There we go, yeah. Boom, there it is.
And beautiful. So, yeah, there it is. It's just in that unification of the releasing and the transformation of those energies. So, yes, exactly. You guys are on it. And then I want to move down to our friend in New Zealand, Miss Ariana.
Ariana.
Yeah, she's on tonight. So could you go over again on the stage of how to move through negative ego and ground? Because that's amazing. And I feel us to hear that again. So thank you.
Oh, well, that was like a lifetime ago that I said what I said. So that's gone. That
remember.
That's why we haven't recorded. No, that's okay. I get it. I'm just saying that's why we record this because I'm in that moment. So how to move through the negative ego and ground. See, that's why I don't like snap questions again because
yeah.
I can't really. So... Like I've already said what I've said there. How do we move? There's many ways to move through. Keep focusing on yourself and listening to what you're saying to yourself. Again, as you said, Phyllis, feel inwards. Keep bringing in that love for yourself. Listen to the recording of the negativity and slow down and listen and catch it and go, fuck, did I just say that to myself? And shift it. There's many ways we can do, but being aware consciously that you're working from a negative energy ego is step number one. So that's brilliant. It's your consciousness. And grounding, many ways to ground, roots through your feet, walk on the ground, like be conscious again. Am I grounded? Am I not? Your consciousness awareness is number one again. So there's a very basic, and that will be enough for that soul I just got let known for today. That's what they needed.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I want to mention this really quick because, you know, I've noticed something very interesting, and this is on a personal note about myself, how people have been talking about, you know, the energy, the collective energy shifts and the things that they've been feeling. And I can say that while I was away, and since I've been back, the shifts have not hit me quite as hard as they used to. I mean, they're very subtle. They're very calm, and that is to say that
good
I just got
you.
My answer. I just got my answer that I matched the frequencies of the energies that are coming in. And so with me being a match and in alignment with those energies and frequencies, it allows me now to send this out to you, to everyone who's watching and listening to this.
Because to those that need that energy vibration frequency for what you're bringing through, you found that match for your role to move further.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
So I had an
good
interesting
for you, thought. Darling.
Oh. Thank you. Go ahead,
Rebecca. I'm sorry. I just got caught up in my head here. I had an interesting thought. I'm just watching this and listening to you and just, and, you know, I noticed Patty said, David, what hit me? David, my husband, said, I had a tremendous leg. Feels like I went a couple of rounds with Rocky. And what came to me is talking, going back to those balances of those energies and the masculine male figure right now, moving out of that old paradigm of what masculine was. And that's why it's so hard of letting go and moving out of that energy to move into, to balance that divine feminine energy that, you know, most men on this planet, even though they have kind of resisted because they've been in the mindset of masculinity and what it is. So I thought that was very interesting how the males really having more of a, not you, Hillis, we know it's you. The males out there right now, you know, I'm talking to you all right now that they'll let go and allow that process to happen because that is required right now from males and females to let go the energy of what masculine has been taught to us, but to move in to balance those energies together as we started the show with.
And, you know,
that was my little insight that came by. So
no, that's very beautiful. Important here in this moment. Simply because that in the world that we knew, the world that we grew up in, we have allowed ourselves to be defined, our male and female roles to be defined. And I.
Silver and gold, left and right brain. That gray cloud, thank you for letting me join in. That gray cloud we saw is now fully silver and gold together. We've cleared a big hunk of that energy for humanity and the planet. Thank you. I'll let you keep going.
And so now as we allow for this energy to be redefined as the balance, the muvasa, the divine balance of muvasa, the divine balance of mu-ra-sa, of this energy of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, as we redefine the role of the masculine as not of one of control, but one of guidance and support and of surrender. And it is in
and
that-
faith and trust.
Yes, faith and trust. Faith and in trust. As we allow for the divine feminine, the one who is to create, the one who is allowed to step into the balance with the divine masculine in the birth and rebirth and the renewal of not just the planet, but of the universe as we weave through the energies, as we rewrite the blueprints, as we rewrite the energies that once were, as we bring forth the eldest of energies.
Thank you. Thanks, Phyllis. The
Yes.
originals, and today I just want to go because I know we've got to go, is
No, we
Teacher
don't have
coming
to
through here
go.
is from the originals. Oh, I thought it was very well, yeah, from the originals, from Uluru, the solar plexus of the world is pouring out here, is pouring out, and a mother of dragon energies for the planet is pouring out here. There's a lot of energy just streaming. Thank you for saying we don't have to go. But I can feel I'm winding up, is what I'm feeling with the energies. It's a big energy space here today, and I'm just feeling, if you allow me to just finish off with the wind up with my energies for today. And then in comes the rainbow serpent as well, big rainbow serpent energy. And then in the middle of that rainbow serpent, we see a tree of life. And then we bring that tree of life up through us and see and feel yourself in the center of your tree of life, is what I'm getting. I'd like to leave as the vision with Uluru in the background, the serpent, rainbow serpent around, and the tree of life in the center. And feel this in your solar plexus. And that's all I'm guided to share and bring through for today. Wow. And I've even broken out in a sweat. That was pretty intense when you were sharing all that. So I'm getting to sign off. It's a long time. 1 hour is a very long time for us to be in this big energy space. Like sometimes I know that with the videos that I share, it takes two, three, four times to watch in bits or to watch it over and over again. So I want to sign off and thank you for having me on again, and everybody, and meeting and reading these beautiful comments as well. And somebody welcomed me, some people that you guys know that is a regular. So thank you for welcoming me. Indigo Violet said, wow, Anastasia, that's off the scale. So Indigo Violet, I want to finish up with you, this with you, and I know it's your show, Hillis, but you know, thank you for letting me do what I need to do for my energy. Is that that's how awesome you are, Indigo. That's how awesome you are. If you're feeling it, wow, you're awesome. You're asking these questions. I'm going to say, please go look in the mirror and look at yourself and ask yourself these questions, because you've got this. You've more than got this. And what a lot of souls are growing into their, we're human, we're new earth ascending masters, new earth masters. And it's about us growing into that mastership. And the pitches raised in the left and right ear was the masculine, feminine is getting a huge upgrade right now. I did not know. I don't know what's going to happen every time I come on. So the pitch has shifted. Massive masculine, feminine, the human physical feel this to help with all ailments and dis-ease, and to be gentle and kind on yourself. Look in the mirror physically and ask yourself the questions. You do have all the answers, and look to you for your answers. Bounce off others. But I just, this is me personally, I don't believe in fortune telling. In no one knows what specifically is going to happen for you. It's always good to bounce off others, and when others talk, you'll get your own answer. But it's all up to what you feel and what you intuit for you is the right thing for you. Be your own master. Bless. Thank you. That's what I'm
Thank
getting
you, my dear.
to feel this. So I'm going to leave you with this. Did you want to sign off, or do you two want to keep going? Because
So we're probably going to
we're
go for a few
co-creating
more
here.
minutes
We're
to close out the show. But thank you so much,
going to
Anastasia,
go.
for
Anastasia.
your lovely divine presence this morning, evening, and wherever you guys may happen to be watching this from.
Thank you
All
so
right, bye.
much. Bye, everyone. Thank you. Bye. I look forward to the replay of watching this in the human being going, wow, is that what we thought through today? Oh, love you. Thank
Love
you.
you.
Bye,
Bye,
everybody
Anastasia.
that
Thank
joined.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so that
Yay.
was beautiful. And so, she also just reminded me of an announcement that I would like to make.
What announcements have
So everyone who's watching, Anastasia just talked about, self-mastery, right? So you are going to hear it here first, people.
What are we hearing first?
I am starting my own school of titled the Syrian School of Self-Mastery.
Woohoo!
So this school will be a culmination of everything I've learned over the past 10 years. Everything from gratitude to my psychic intuitive stuff, the law of vibration, and even the light energy work that I emit now. So I plan to do this starting in the spring of next year. There's no exact dates or months or anything yet. Just know that this is coming.
Wait, wait.
Oh yeah, bubbles.
Let's see celebration bubbles. Oh, oh, we have a few left.
Yay. But in all honesty, I want to touch on what she said as well, the space of self-mastery. You know, tonight we did a lot. There was a lot of energy, a lot of movement, and I'm still hot. But the space of self-mastery, you know, of bringing things into balance is where we are right now, because we consistently, as a collective humanity, is always looking on the outside for what we want. And now it's time for us to focus and look inward. And that was one of the big things that I've learned while I was away, is to look inward and you know, being back, you know, you kind of fall into these habitual ways. And it's okay to fall into the habitual space because, you know, that's the, you know, adjustment time, the fine-tuning time to see what was, to recognize what is. And as I step into what is, it's like, okay, all right. Now it's time for me to start making the adjustments, to start fine-tuning everything. And I say that to everyone who's watching because we're in the space of fine-tuning right now. Would you say so, Rebecca?
Yes, definitely.
You're like all into it. It's like, yes.
I did. I kind of got lost for a second because I was listening so intently.
I know. I like it. I like that though, because it's, see, this is why we do what we do, because we learn so much from each other. You know, that's why it's like when you get lost, I'm like, okay, she's doing her. Okay. Am I going to catch her? Like, oh, what? There she goes. So, yeah.
So, speaking of mastery,
Yes.
should I tell about my experience the other day and what I'm doing now that I'm opening up to that you
Oh,
told me about?
yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I don't do sessions with people that much because I kind of resisting it in a way because I, you know, just my own thing. But the other day, because I went within myself, I kind of got, you know, I stepped into my mastery of me. What I love to do, what is the best, you know, what brings me joy in my heart with working with people, and got downloaded this whole thing to work with people now from taking those bits and pieces of me that is my mastery within me and making it my own, which I couldn't kind of find that before. I was like fluttering around it. And I claimed it the other day. So I am going to be doing sessions now, doing this new process that I have stepped into, opening to receive that. So you, if anybody would be interested in a session, my Rebecca Gregory 7@gmail.com, you can get in touch with me. And so I just wanted to put that out there so that I'm opening up to that now. And I had a couple sessions that were amazing. And you know, so I needed to step into that. So I thank everyone here to for listening to this as I claim this right now.
Yes.
Wow.
Continue to do so as we
I will.
all
Yes, we all
will.
will. And I want to thank everyone who listens to this show. And you know, I just watch your comments and I just see that you are here. You know, a lot of you are here every week. So I knew people are coming in and it just it warms my heart so much. And, you know, Hillis and I, I feel we come from the heart. I mean, we have so many conversations like, does that really resonate from, you know, where we are and what we believe in and the heart that we flow from? You know, so many things that come to us are like, no, that's not really us, you know? So we do our, I mean, I'm talking for myself and Hillis, you know, we stand from the heart. We stand from our authenticity. Our, you know, do things fumble around us and life get messy and we have to look at stuff and, you know, need a kick in the ass every once in a while? Yeah, it's part of being in the human experience, you know, but in saying that, you know, it brings me joy to be here every week with Hillis. I'm so much gratitude for him coming into my world and being able to do these explorations with you, bringing Anastasia and people on. So I just want to send my heart out to every one of you. And I want you to just open up and feel that right now from Hillis and I, that I send you the utmost love. I send you the utmost joy. And I send you the utmost standing in your authenticity and being in the truth of who you are in this moment and claiming that for yourself, because we all need to do that for ourselves. It's about being within ourselves and being the truth of who we are right now. So stand in that, be that, and don't let anyone knock you down anymore. Mwah.
Thank you for that, Rebecca. And you guys have to tune in for the November to Remember. We're going to have a couple of other amazing sisters on with us for one of our lives next month, as well as one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Mr. Neil Donald Walsh, will be doing a show with us in November. And so, yeah, just a few things that are lining up for us. And there's other people that we will connect with. And yeah, thank you guys for your support. Thank you guys for your love. And everyone, we appreciate you so, so much. And until next week, you guys.
Well, next week, I might not be here.
Oh, yeah, next week, Rebecca. Well, you know.
You know, no, you never know what's going to happen. I might not be here. I'll be in Mexico, but
yeah,
I'll probably pop on.
But who knows? I can fly solo because, you know, I'm the dragon and she's the fairy.
Glitter bubbles. And everyone, yeah. Don't forget glitter bubbles in your world and to laugh and to have fun and be the child innocent fun that you truly are and yes. Be in that space. Okay. I'm going on and on.
Okay. Till next week, Cosmic Explorers. Keep exploring.
Love you all. Thank you so much.